For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and as always, I am grateful and thankful to be here with you sharing the latest information related to health and wellness. Today, we have a great show lined up. We have an amazing special guest that we're going to introduce in just a minute, and the main topics of our show are going to be related to her new book, which is all about the immune system recovery plan. Dr. Susan Blum has just come out with this book, and it is a revolutionary way to look at managing your immune system with a focus on managing autoimmune diseases. Now, as a naturopathic doctor, I've been in practice for about 10 years, and autoimmune conditions present huge challenges. These are difficult conditions. They often lead to a lot of suffering, a lot of degradation of quality of life. These include conditions like autoimmune thyroid problems, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, Sjogren's syndrome. They are very common in our society and seem to be getting even more common, and we need a plan to deal with it. Many of the major bowel disorders like inflammatory bowel disease, including ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, are immune-related problems and autoimmune conditions. These are difficult to manage, and they oftentimes require very intense medication regimens that can come with a lot of unwanted side effects. Even though they can control the disease, the side effects can be very, very difficult to manage and can be very dangerous. So to have a treatment plan approach from the natural pharmacy that can work to balance the immune system, and as Dr. Blum's book points out, recover the immune system, we can work on mitigating symptoms, helping the body to balance the immune system, and reducing a lot of the symptoms. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be focusing on the four-step plan in her book. She's going to be explaining to us, detailing us how she got to this, what made her think of it, and all of the details that go into it, and how you can start to recover your immune system and specifically deal with autoimmune conditions. So Dr. Blum is a true pioneer in functional medicine. She's an assistant clinical professor in the Department of Preventive Medicine at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine and has been treating, healing, and preventing chronic diseases for nearly two decades. Her passion and dedication for identifying and addressing the root cause of chronic illness through the groundbreaking whole-body approach known as functional medicine is helping to transform healthcare. As the founder and director of the Blum Center for Health in Rye Brook, New York, Dr. Blum's crusade for personalized medicine is paramount to the treatment and for treatment and prevention. A preventative medicine and chronic disease specialist, Dr. Blum is a member of the medical advisory board for our good friend, the Dr. Oz Show. She has appeared on Fox 5 News, ABC Eyewitness News, and is regularly quoted in many regular publications that are available to the public. In her first book, The Immune System Recovery Plan, Dr. Blum offers her proven four-step program, which she has used to help thousands of patients reverse their symptoms and prevent future illness, including 40 recipes and a workbook-style approach to help readers design their own personal treatment plans based on their symptoms and individual lifestyle choices. The Immune System Recovery Plan is a groundbreaking, revolutionary program that shows how anyone can cure the causes of autoimmune disease, strengthen their immune systems, and bolster their overall health. And I, as I told you just a minute ago, Dr. Blum, ordered the book last night on Amazon, and I'm looking forward to getting it. So, hey, listen, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. I'm really looking forward to sharing your wealth of information with the listeners today.
Well, thank you for having me. What an amazing introduction, and thank you for doing such good justice to explaining the, you know, the foundations of the immune system and the approach that I talk about in the book. So that was really wonderful.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, autoimmune disease is a really interesting topic. I mean, I'm sure you see a ton of it in your practice. I see a ton of it in my practice. And it is one of these conditions that, you know, sometimes the traditional medical approaches to dealing with it are very difficult. You know, we have biologic medications, which has been a breakthrough in pharmaceuticals in the last 5 to 10 years. But these biologic medications can suppress the immune system. But they have such a high side effect profile risk, correct?
Well, correct. And at the end of the day, when you're taking the medications that are offered through the conventional medical approach, are really focused on treating your symptoms.
Exactly.
They're really trying to help you feel better, put out the fire in your joints or in your muscles or wherever you have that inflammation going on, and not really focused on getting to the root cause of the symptoms. I mean, we have a saying in functional medicine that goes, you know, if you're sitting on a tack, the answer is to find that tack and remove it, not to give you painkillers to for the pain you have, you know, for sitting on that tack. So,
Sure. So
I think of myself as a medical detective. You know, I'm always, and I know you are too, in our conversation together. I know that's how you practice as well. And so we are, you know, looking for where are those tacks? You know, what are the triggers that are causing the immune system to malfunction?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, that's how you actually cure illness. And that's the only way to really treat chronic illness in a way that helps people restore health and feel better.
Sure. So now before we get into the conversation too deep, Dr. Blum, please tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do. You certainly have impressive credentials, MD, Masters of Public Health. So
Right. You've
gone to school, you've done a lot of great stuff, but kind of tell us who you are.
Well, let's see. Well, I'm a physician and my background is in preventive medicine. You know, I'm board certified in preventive medicine, and I'm still on faculty at Mount Sinai in that department. My interest always was about I was always very interested in nutrition and stress and how nutrition and stress can affect health. And that's how I ended up in the conventional world. The specialty that focuses on those things is called preventive medicine. And what I learned going through my training and my working in that field was that nutrition and stress are, yes, important for preventing illness, but fixing nutrition and fixing the imbalance in the stress system on the flip side is absolutely critical for reversing and treating chronic illness as well. And so I was very, as I sort of hit the ceiling on what I could learn or understand about nutrition and stress in the conventional world, I branched out. And I started studying in two places, and I worked with I went to the Institute for Functional Medicine, which is a biochemistry-based molecular nutrition approach to fixing how the body's functioning. And with food, with lifestyle, with supplements, with herbs, and really trying to get to the root cause. And when I discovered functional medicine, I thought I hit it was the jackpot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought this is exactly how I want to practice medicine. It sort of married my interest in nutrition with understanding how to use nutritional medicine, you know, to treat people and to understand complex chronic disease in a different way. And so that was about 13 years ago that I did my first training in functional medicine, and it just really changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I was really working also with the Center for Mind-Body Medicine, where I was really immersed in understanding stress and how stress affects illness, and not just understanding it, but also the tools to teach people and the tools for myself to manage my own stress, but tools. You know, it's one thing to tell people, this is why, you know, here's your education piece, and that's important. This is why stress is affecting you. But people need to go home with tools.
Sure.
To really understand how to, and here's an exercise you can do. And let's talk about how you're sleeping, and let's make a better plan, you know, and to really help people with those skills, you know, which is why then when I wrote the book, you'll see, and you probably have seen already, but when you get the book, it's a very workbook, hands-on, here's your exercises, you know, here's what to do, because people really need those skills, you know, to make the changes. So I really am very grounded for myself in that whole understanding stress, the stress system, understanding how it's making you sick, here's what we could do about it, here's the food piece, here's nutrition, here's how to, you know, fix that too. And so I put it all together with my general medical practice, and I opened a health center, you know, that has the medical clinic, you know, the whole medical practice, and I have a whole lifestyle education center in the front, you know, sort of the whole front areas, a whole teaching kitchen and a mind-body room, and so we have classes. And so I really had this vision of, you know, putting it all together so that people can get the medical care with support for their treatment plan.
Sure.
And
well,
so,
it's hard to separate the two out, you know.
It's really hard to separate the two out. And so that's really me at this point. So I'm just, that's how I'm practicing medicine. And that's, and we've been helping so many people that really is what inspired me to write the book, to really try to take what we do here and have it accessible to everybody.
Yeah, well, I mean, hopefully that model will continue to spread. You know, unfortunately, I think many people realize that nutrition and lifestyle changes are an important part of health, but they don't necessarily, as you pointed out, get the tools in their short visits with doctors in the way the conventional and the way that the current system is set up. Doctors don't have time to dispense that information, and patients don't necessarily know that it's valuable. So to set up an environment where people can come and get the medical care they need, but also with the support necessary to understand how to make the changes. You know, I mean, I know how to eat healthy, but it wasn't something I did overnight. It was something that was an evolution for me. But if somebody comes in with a health concern and I tell them they need to eat healthy, I'm almost expecting them to do it overnight. But it takes time and it takes tools and it takes resources. And so it's wonderful that you're providing those. Now, Dr. Blum, I want to end this segment a little short so that we can spend a lot of time in the next segment really getting into your book, because I think you address some really important points. You have it broken down into four very unique steps, and I want to make sure we have time to get through each of those steps so people can really understand the foundation of what they need to do to recover their immune system and to deal with autoimmune conditions. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, and we're going to be back after this break with Dr. Blum, so don't go anywhere.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. As always, thank you for tuning in. Hopefully, you're going to get a lot out of today's show. I certainly expect to. We are interviewing today Dr. Susan Blum, MD and MPH, and she is the founder and director of the Blum Center for Medicine, and she has been just released a new book called The Immune System Recovery Book. Tell me the name, Dr. Blum.
Immune System Recovery Plan.
Yep, the immune.
A doctor's four-step program for treating autoimmune disease.
Thank you very much for saying
You're
that
welcome.
So eloquently. So in this segment, Dr. Blum, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Help us understand this approach. Now, you know, we talk about one approach to treating all sorts of different different illnesses. I mean, autoimmune disease, as we talked about, encompasses thyroid problems, joint issues, gastrointestinal problems, skin problems. How can one approach to dealing with the body address all of these different types of conditions?
Well, you know, it's very interesting because it turns out that what these diseases have in common is much greater than what separates them. The separation is really an illusion. Because when you look at all the list of all the autoimmune diseases, they're really the names and the different diseases are based upon what tissues are affected, right? So Hashimoto's thyroiditis, it's in the thyroid. Rheumatoid arthritis, it's in the joints. MS, it's in the brain. So you have all these different. Sjogren's syndrome, it's in the salivary glands. You know, so you have the different names and the different diseases are categorized by just where the tissues are. But the underlying problem, which is really a dysfunction in the immune system, specifically, you know, one of the common causes of autoimmune, which is the loss of what's called tolerance, where the body doesn't recognize itself anymore and attacks its own tissues, those causes are common to all of them. So that when you look at the research that's studying all the different causes of autoimmune disease, the commonalities are things like gluten, right? So gluten is a trigger for multiple autoimmune diseases. Stress, we talked about that before, and stress triggers all sorts of reactions, and I know we'll go into the details now of all these things, but so you have gluten stress, you have the gut, and gut altered gut flora, something called dysbiosis, is another main trigger for all autoimmune diseases have a gut issue at the root of it. 70% of your immune system is there, so that's really important. And then there's a lot of research looking at toxins, environmental toxins, heavy metals, especially mercury, associated with multiple different autoimmune diseases. We know that toxins cause dysfunction in the immune system. And so for me, it was important to look at all these autoimmune diseases as similar in their foundational causes. And when you start working at those foundations, you find that everybody across the board gets better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it makes sense. You know, they oftentimes use similar types of medications to treat different kinds of autoimmune conditions because it is the similar process going on in the body. It's the same physiological dysfunction. It just targets different areas. So it makes perfect sense that, you know, working from a nutritional or philosophical plan more from the natural side of things could address this immune dysregulation as a whole, which could improve wherever the body has decided to target itself or lost that, what you call tolerance.
That's exactly right. And, you know, the approach where the body split up into pieces has really been a big disservice to all of our patients.
Yeah.
For two reasons, multiple reasons, but the two off the top of my head is, like, for example, funding. You know, when you look at the American Cancer Society, I mean, there's how many different kinds of cancer? But there's an American Cancer Society, one overall sort of organization that raises a lot of money for all of them. And so when you have the autoimmune diseases broken down into so many different diseases with their own organizations, you know, the MS Society and the Sjogren Society, they're not getting that sort of momentum to get the funding for the research that they need, as opposed to if they were looked at as a whole,
sure,
you know, grouping. So that's the first thing. And then, like you said, you know, there is when you're broken up into pieces, even though a lot of the medications are the same, you're still going to multiple different doctors.
Yeah.
You know, and so nobody's really talking together about a singular approach to fixing the immune system.
Sure, and I mean, I hear it all the time, as I'm sure you do as well. People, you know, say, well, I went to my endocrinologist for this, and then I have a gynecological problem. I went to my gynecologist for this, and then I have this problem. And they say there's got to be, everybody's looking at these different pieces, but nobody's tying it together. And, you know, it's not because it can't be tied together. When you really understand this functional medicine approach and you understand the biochemistry and physiology, although the specialists are necessary for certain parts of the care, when you look at the person as a whole, you can start to see all the pieces come together, and you can start to get these underlying philosophies that improve health, just like your four pillars. So let's try and get into this in a little bit more detail, Dr. Blum. Can you explain to us a little bit more, or just sort of, you know, intro us into your book and help us really starting to understand your philosophy in your treatment approach to these issues?
Absolutely, and thank you for asking. I love talking about this. So in my book, I created a four-step program. And basically, the goal was to look at the four foundational systems in your body that are important for your immune system to function its best. And so, in the book, then we go through these four steps, and both with an explanation about how to, why, and we'll talk about that a little bit today, and then with a whole treatment plan on how to fix these four foundations. So, my foundations in the book are food, stress, gut, and liver. And these are my four foundations in my practice, so it's not just the book. The four foundations for healing your immune system are, again, food, stress, gut, and liver. So let's look at each one briefly, and then we can go into more detail.
Okay.
So I call it step one, using food as medicine. What this means is that you must learn to eat a gluten-free, anti-inflammatory diet. We know that gluten is associated with autoimmune diseases, and so I always recommend everyone and everyone out there listening, you know, if you have an autoimmune disease, you must go on a gluten-free diet. If you have any immune issue, it comes out. But in addition, it's not that we don't just stop there. We also look at other foods that might be causing an immune reaction in the body, and that could be people like food sensitivities, you know, so I'll often have people remove gluten, dairy, soy, corn, and eggs from their diet, you know, and then reintroduce it. I'm looking for other food triggers. You know, food can cause inflammation. And what's inflammation? Inflammation is when your immune cells or other cells in your body are activated and they secrete and they just give out irritating chemicals that irritate your insides, just like if you see redness on the outside, it's, you know, pain, swelling, irritation on the inside. And so you don't want the immune cells to be turned on and giving off a lot of inflammation in the body. And food can cause those kinds of triggers. And this, and especially in the case of gluten, can lead to autoimmune disease. So we definitely explore food in that way, and I am very clear about that. In addition to that, other foods that cause inflammation, as you know, are things like sugar, white flour, processed food, unhealthy fats, chemical additives in the food you eat. So we really clean up the diet. So using food as medicine is number one. So that's first foundation, number one, and you do that before anything else. Step two is understanding your stress connection. Here's where we focus on stress. You know, we know that chronically high levels of cortisol, you know, that stress hormone everyone talks about that makes you fat, it also wrecks, you know, really damages your immune system. And so high levels of, so that's the cortisol, but there's also the stress hormone adrenaline, you know, adrenaline, which you can feel your adrenaline rush. We talk about, well, if you have too high adrenaline all the time, that can damage your immune system as well. And both of those things are linked to triggering autoimmune disease. So people, you know, all my patients and everyone, and actually this is true of any chronic illness, even if we're not talking about the immune system, these stress hormones are very damaging to the body. So learning how to balance them is a very important part of fixing the foundations of the immune system. Step three is I call healing your gut. And this is where we focus on making sure that you have healthy gut flora. Those 100 trillion bacteria that live in the gut, and everybody knows of those bacteria that they find in yogurt and cultured foods are good examples. But those good bacteria in your digestive system are key players in keeping your immune system healthy. They have a direct effect on the developing immune cells that live just below your intestinal lining, and they also prevent a condition called leaky gut syndrome, which we know with a lot of research in PubMed, if you go on, you find a lot of great research now in gastroenterology journals about leaky gut syndrome. And we know that that's, and there's very good research associating that with autoimmune disease. So there's a lot you can do to fix your intestinal flora and to fix your leaky gut. And so that's a very important foundational part of the program. That's step three. And then step four is I call supporting your liver. And this is where we focus on toxins, both your total toxin load in your body and also specifically focus on the heavy metal mercury, because there's so much research associating that with autoimmune disease. Because your liver is your body's natural detox organ, in this step I really work on how to help your liver do a better job at its natural function, you know, which is clearing out all the toxins in your body. We have a natural detox organ, right? And so in addition to helping your body do a better job mobilizing and excreting toxins, we work a lot on cleaning up your environment as well, you know, to sort of decrease your exposure, you know, and your toxin load. So those are the four steps.
Thank you for running through those, all really important issues. Let's get into the food piece a little bit more before the first break, and then we can come back and you know, in the next following segments, discuss the other ones as a little in a little bit more detail. You talked about, you know, gluten as being an issue, and I think it's important to bring it up, Dr. Blum, because gluten is like such a hot topic now. You know, everything's gluten-free, and I think there's a lot of confusion. People almost at this point, because there's so much attention around it, think it's a fad, and you'll see articles in newspapers, know. You know, should you avoid gluten? Should you not? Will it cause weight loss? Will it not? And so it almost seems like almost jumping on a bandwagon to tell people gluten-free. But the reality is, thanks to, I know I'm sure you're familiar with his work, Dr. Fasano, who's one of the leading researchers in the world on celiac disease. As you know, he's brought to light now to validate the scientific evidence that shows that gluten actually increases chemicals in your gut that make it leaky. And he's tied that directly to autoimmune disease. So this story goes way beyond gut symptoms, celiac disease, and symptoms going on in the GI. Can you explain to people that this is beyond just like, oh, no, my digestion's fine, I don't have any stomach pain? Do they still need to avoid gluten, Dr. Blum?
Yes, and I think it's, I'm glad we'll spend a few minutes on gluten, because you're right, there is so much confusion, and he's, and Dr. Fasano has done amazing research to really make those connections for us, which is great. When it comes to gluten, first of all, you can have this condition called leaky gut syndrome, which is when the barrier function of your intestines isn't working properly, and undigested food and toxins from the environment can sort of leak into your body. You know, normally your intestines are supposed to be a barrier. And I love the analogy of opening up all of your intestines. If you open them all up and laid them out, all the surface area would be the size of a tennis court, right? So that's a lot of surface area.
Mm-hmm.
And so you bring in the outside world to your mouth through your mouth every day. And so when you lay it out, you really need to have a good barrier function. And that's what I just wanted to sort of reiterate, what this leaky gut is. And so the leaky gut, you might not know, and this is just to answer your question about, you might not have any gut symptoms, so
right.
Why do you need to do anything? Leaky gut can be silent sometimes. And so you might not have any gas and bloating or reflux or of heartburn or constipation or any, you know, gut symptoms that you know of. But what might be happening is the food you're eating and even, you know, chemicals and toxins in the food that you're eating are sort of leaking into your body and causing ongoing low-grade inflammation. And what does that feel like? That can feel like brain fog, feeling just tired and sluggish, generally feeling puffy, you know, where your just rings are tight. It can be difficulty losing weight. You know, all those things are and muscle pain and fatigue, you know, just all those things can all just be from ongoing leaky gut. And so fixing the gut and fixing the leaky gut is going to help everybody feel better, you know. And that's just on the one side. But on the other side, if you have autoimmune disease, even if you don't have any gut symptoms, this could be going like an iceberg, you know, under the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's sort of a brewing sort of immune stress on your body. And that's what he's really shown in his research. And it turns out that gluten, just shifting over to gluten for a second, the first thing that's important to understand is that gluten, you know, it's really a new protein in our history. It's really been, the wheat has been modified a lot through splicing, you know, and
mm-hmm.
the wheat is just a different wheat than it used to be. I think, you know, I love that book, Wheat Belly, you
mm-hmm.
know, where he talks about it used to be 8 genes and now it's 42 genes, our wheat. And so our body is exposed now to a different gluten particle that's new, really since the 1950s. And that's new in evolution. And it's a very hard to digest particle that wreaks a little havoc in your gut. And it turns out that when that gluten gets into a leaky gut, it can cause the leaky gut, and a lot of people have leaky gut for all other reasons,
sure.
which we could talk about in the next segment, but gluten actually then can really trigger an immune response in the body that is very bad
yep.
and can promote autoimmune disease. So irregardless of gut symptoms, you still have to take gluten out because there's so much research associated with autoimmune disease.
Yep.
Now, before we finish, if I can just say one last thing about celiac disease. Everybody comes in here into my office or they send me questions online and say, but I don't have celiac disease. I went to the gastroenterologist and they tested me and they did a biopsy. There's all these different, the way I like to just explain this is, if your body can have hundreds of reactions to anything, right? So your immune system can react in many, many ways, not just one way. Celiac disease is one outcome that can happen from gluten. Your body has hundreds of other ways it can react to gluten.
Sure.
And we don't know how to measure all of those.
Yep.
And so we have to just take it out of the diet.
Yep.
And that's it. And you might not have celiac, but there's all this new nomenclature now called gluten sensitivity.
Right, exactly.
And the reason that it's such a bandwagon now, why everybody's on it, is because they all feel better when they stop eating it.
I know, exactly. It's just, it's a hard food to take out, and a lot of people are intimidated by it. But I wanted you to explain that, you know, you don't need to have gastrointestinal symptoms to understand that pulling some foods out of your diet can affect other aspects of your health. And I think that's an important point to drive across. Now, we have to take a quick break, Dr. Blum. When we come back, we can hit the next pillar, which is stress. We definitely can't avoid that one. Let's talk about that. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. And we're going to be back right after this break.
Too much sugar in your body does more than add unwanted pounds. These sugar molecules bombard your body's cells, bonding with fats and proteins in a process known as glycation. And the end result leads to health issues that age your body. That's why so many people have jumped on the vitamin B6 bandwagon. B6 blocks the end products of glycation. Life Extension's paradoxal 5-phosphate is a bioactive form of vitamin B6. It enters your body ready to work. So do yourself a favor before you get 1 minute older. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's paradoxal 5-phosphate.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. It is always my privilege and honor to be here with you on the air discussing the latest and greatest related to health and wellness. Today is absolutely no exception. I have on the phone with me today Dr. Susan Blum, MD, MPH. She is the founder and director of the Blum Center for Health in Rybrook, New York, and she is the author of the newly released Immune System Recovery Plan, which is a 4-step plan to help people recover their immune system specifically related to autoimmune disease. And we've been talking about in this show the different pillars, at least in the last segment, related to her recovery plan. And in the last segment, we were discussing food as medicine. And we spent a little while talking about the hotly debated gluten issue. So go back and listen if you didn't hear about it. And please read the book if you want her other many recommendations on using food as medicine. And just as a quick note, Dr. Blum, before we move on to stress, I think people greatly underestimate the ability of food to act as medicine. And I'm sure you have a little bit to say. So, you know, you're a quick brief summary of your thoughts on how powerful food can be, I think would be an excellent way to start off this segment as we transition into the second pillar, which is going to be stress.
Well, great. So my favorite thing is that changing your food is the single best way you can improve your health. And I have found it to be the most powerful medicine. I think it's important for people just to keep in mind that food is much more than calories. And I like to say all calories are not created equal. You know, the nutrients in the food actually go into your cells in your body and tell them how to behave. Mm-hmm. They tell your cells to make inflammation. They tell your cells to not make inflammation, you know, and to behave well. So food, we call it, is information. So when you look at that 100-calorie bag of pretzels as opposed to a 100-calorie apple, that apple has, think of that apple as bringing information into your body that creates health. Mm-hmm. And so by shifting people over to choosing foods that are anti-inflammatory, health-promoting, it really is a foundational part of, you know, reversing and treating chronic illness and helping you feel better. So I see it every day, and it's a foundational part of how we work here.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's thank you for those comments, Dr. Blum. Let's talk about stress, the second pillar. So you alluded a little bit to some of the stress hormones, cortisol, adrenaline, you know, working on balancing stress hormones. Can you spend a few minutes talking to us a little bit? Because we all have stress, you know. I mean, what are the main things related to stress that we need to be paying attention to? And, you know, what are some examples of ways that you help people modulate their stress, you know, short of, you know, quitting their job, right, you know, leaving their dysfunctional relationships and winning the lottery?
Right. Well, yes, and all that. And so the first thing I want to say about stress is I think most people have a very clear sense for themselves that when they get really stressed, they get sick. You know, I got a cold, you know, I had all this stress at work, I stopped sleeping so well, you know, I was sleeping, you know, really burning the candle at both ends, and I ended up sick. And so, most people know that story for themselves. What is interesting is that the misconception is that stress suppresses your whole immune system. And that's actually not exactly right. What happens is stress imbalances your immune system. It suppresses one part of your army. Like when you think of the immune system, because we didn't really talk about this before in terms of setting up what, so people have an understanding about what the immune system is. Immune cells, they're not all the same. You have a whole army, and there are different divisions, right? You have like the Navy and the infantry, right? It's the same thing in your immune cells. So some immune cells do hand-to-hand combat, and some immune cells shoot bullets, as I call it, which are called antibodies. And what stress does is it shifts the body and the immune system into making more cells that produce antibodies and away from those cells that make hand-to-hand combat. So it suppresses the part of your immune system that fights viruses. So that's actually what happens. But while it's doing that, it's up-ramping a different, you know, part of the infantry that's shooting the bullets, and that can promote and trigger autoimmune disease. So it's more complicated than it seems, but the goal then is to help the immune cells get back into balance. So this is, again, where this whole idea of suppression, you know, taking drugs to suppress things, is really not always good or correct, because it's really, with autoimmune disease, we have to think about it like an imbalance. Mm-hmm. So it turns out that there's direct hardwiring of your stress system. There are two parts to your stress system. There's cortisol, that stress hormone that we talked about, and then there's the autonomic nervous system, which is that fight or flight system that turns on. And we talk about the gas. You know, if you're on the gas all the time, then you're making adrenaline. That whole sympathetic nervous system is turned on. When that's turned on and you're pumping out cortisol from your adrenals, your immune system shifts to become very lopsided, like I was saying, which means a whole part of it's not working right. When it shifts, you know, repeating what I just said, one part's underactive and one part's overactive. So the goal then is to help shift it back and balance. And so there's two ways that we do that. Oh, actually, there's multiple ways. And so here's my tips, right? Because at the end of the day, when you just talk about stress, people talk to me all the time and say, well, you know, I can't really do anything about all my stress. And so I'm not suggesting that we're going to be able to cure all the stress in people's lives. We can't, right? We're all living with a lot. I'm a working mother. You know, I can relate to that. I know what that's like. And so some days are very stressful. And so how I like to frame that is that the goal is to prevent the stress from coming into your body and making you sick. And the way it comes into your body is by affecting these two stress systems I just talked about, the cortisol and the adrenaline. And so the way we can do that is two different ways. One is by learning how to relax, right? Then that's the simple way of saying mind-body medicine, doing yoga, learning to meditate, some preventive scheduling, making sure you're sleeping enough, you know. So there are some lifestyle changes that you can do to help sort of your body be a little bit more protected from the stress. And so we have meditation classes here. I have a lot of tips on that in the book and some exercises. But at the end of the day, finding time every day to take the foot off the gas and put the foot on the brakes, you know, and all that means is a few minutes of breathing or going for a walk or de-stressing in whatever way that means for you is going to be really key to help you bring yourself back into balance. Sleep is really important, getting that at least 7 hours of sleep every night. I really set a firm bedtime for everybody at 11 o'clock, you know, p.m. Mm-hmm. My preference would be 10 or 10:30, but your adrenal glands, which are your stress organ, where you're making adrenaline and you're making cortisol, your adrenal glands, if they're really fired up and you have all that stress being, hormones being, you know, pumped out, that can really damage your immune system. And so you want to get a good night's sleep and you want to practice these, you know, stress sort of techniques, these relaxation techniques to help calm them down. There are some herbs that work really well that I use in my practice. There's a product from Zymogen called Serenex that I really like. It's got magnolia. It calms down the cortisol. And, you know, that's a great company. And I often will use that in addition to the whole sort of teaching people to relax.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, though, if you have ongoing stress like that, the adrenals can also poop out. And I'm sure you've heard about, and you talk about adrenal fatigue, or you've talked about
sure.
that here on the show before.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm sure as you do, like many other functional medicine doctors, there are great tests that you can do utilizing saliva and some alternative ways to actually look at the adrenal function and work on figuring out what herbs or vitamins or nutrients. Some companies have certain products that work to boost cortisol, because some people, if they're in an adrenal fatigue scenario, cortisol
right.
also modulates the immune system in both ways. If it's too high, it can create dysfunction. And if it's too low, it can create dysfunction, because cortisol can act as a bit of an immunosuppressant. And sometimes your body needs that a little bit. So you need
right.
that. You need to hit that target range. And, you know, there are certain products that help to support it and in whatever way you need. So working with the doctor on managing and looking at the adrenals is great. And then, of course, you know, buy the book, The Immune System Recovery Plan, so you can look at Dr. Blum's recommendations for home exercises you can do to help relieve stress and help manage your stress. Because as you said, there's no way you're getting out of it. The point is not to just quit everything that you're doing that's stressful and live this peaceful life. The idea is to manage the stress so it doesn't undermine your health. And there are ways to do that if you take care of yourself, if you're mindful of your body, if you're mindful of what you eat, what you do, how you think, and the situation you put yourself in, you can definitely do that.
I also just want to throw out that I have a lot of information on my website, and so they can go to immuneprogram.com, and I have a lot of, I brought the whole book to life, I have videos, I have free downloadable forms, and there's a whole page on this whole, it's called Step 2, Balancing Your Stress Hormones, you know, there's a whole page on there to get more information.
Excellent. Well, thank you. That's a wonderful free resource for people who don't necessarily have the book right away.
Exactly.
So let's talk about pillar number three, because we need to get to all of these before we run out of time. We're going to talk
yes.
about healing the gut. Now, we alluded to that a little bit as we went back to food, talking about the effects of gluten on the gut. And you've already alluded to the fact that 70% of our immune system is located in the gut. So, of course, it's related to autoimmune conditions and all of this research on leaky gut and autoimmune diseases. So we're kind of circling it back around. Help us understand some of these different points that you need to drive home in helping people understand how their gut is associated with their autoimmune condition and how we work on a plan to heal that gut.
Okay, perfect. And the gut is so central to this program that I do want to make sure we hit all those important points. Let's first start with an overview, okay, of the digestive system, because, you know, I just want to make sure everyone understands the anatomy and what we're talking about. Your digestive system begins in your mouth, it travels down to your stomach, into your small intestine, then your large intestine, and then your rectum, and then out of your body, right? So that's sort of the tube, as so-called. And I already talked about before about how if we cut open all that whole tube, it will be about the surface area of a tennis court, right? So every day, as you bring the outside world into your body through your mouth, that's really, if you think about it, that's your biggest exposure to the outside world, between that and breathing and your lungs. And so your intestinal lining, I'm repeating a little bit of what we said because some listeners might have just joined. What I said briefly before is that your intestinal lining is supposed to be a barrier between you and the outside world, and that the cells that line the intestines have an active job. They have to decide what should come into your body and what shouldn't. Okay? After your food is completely digested, and you're supposed to digest it into very small little pieces, you know, the smallest components, the cells that line your intestines transport those little components into your body depending on what's needed. And then you poop out the rest, right? So it's all not supposed to come in. And that's how your intestine, that's how your digestive system should work. So now let's go back and talk about the good bacteria. We talked before about the estimates are about 100 trillion of these good bacteria. They make a coating from top to bottom of your intestines. I like to use the analogy of flowers. So you can think of these bacteria like an inner garden, right? So we want this inner garden to grow and be full of different kinds of beautiful flowers. Now, as we know, there in any garden, certainly in mine at home, you know, there are a lot of weeds that are always trying to grow in the garden. And so in the intestines, let's think about weeds trying to grow. And these weeds are, for example, things like yeast, parasites, you know, the yeast candida that a lot of people have heard about. But there's always weeds that are trying to grow, yeast, parasites, and harmful bacteria that really shouldn't be there. And they're trying to take hold and grow. But the good news is that if you have really good, healthy flora, which are all the good bacteria, they prevent the weeds from growing, right? So at any given moment, your intestines have this dynamic sort of dance going on where the garden's trying to keep the healthy flowers and the weeds are trying to grow, but your immune system and the healthy flora are keeping it at bay. Now, under certain conditions and certain circumstances, the weeds actually can begin to overgrow. And that's when we get in trouble, and that's when the immune system gets damaged. So my favorite sort of list is for these as an example. Antibiotics, right? So antibiotics definitely will damage the flora. Antacids, people on proton pump inhibitors, taking in acids, changing the pH of your stomach will definitely affect the flora downstream. Let's see, other medications like steroids, alcohol sort of unglues the barrier and causes leaky gut, stress, we talked about stress before, in addition to how it affects directly your immune system, stress alters your gut flora, causes the weeds to overgrow, and changes the whole dynamic of your immune system in your gut. So the list goes on, and so there's a lot of things, and lifestyle, and foods we eat, and sugar, you know, that goes on, that can promote the overgrowth of these weeds, these harmful bacteria, yeast, or parasites in your intestines. And that, as a category, when the weeds overgrow, we call that dysbiosis. And dysbiosis is a huge problem because when that happens, that weakens the barrier even more and promotes that whole condition we call leaky gut syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Shall I continue on to the leaky gut, or do you want to pause here? Or
Maybe we'll take a quick pause, but we do need to get to that. And, of course, in the last segment, we also definitely need to cover the aspect of liver and detoxification. So when we come back, Dr. Blum is going to be picking up on the aspect of healing the gut and the role of leaky gut, and then talking to us about how we manage the toxins in our environment and how many of these toxins create significant dysfunction in our immune system and contribute to autoimmune conditions. And it's a primary and important step in her four-step program for immune recovery. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero on the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by the Village Green, and we're going to be back in just a minute with Dr. Blum, so don't go anywhere.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary, and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and we've had a great show with Dr. Susan Blum, MD, MPH, founder of Blum Center for Health, and author of her new book, The Immune System Recovery Plan, which focuses on helping people recover their immune system, specifically related to autoimmune disease. If you'd like to order the book, I ordered it last night off of Amazon. You can also visit www.blumcenterforhealth.com and another website with lots of great free information related to the book called www.immunerecovery.com. Did I get that right, Dr. Blum?
Nope, it's immuneprogram.com.
Immuneprogram.com. Yeah. Visit that website for great information that comes right from the book to learn how to start recovering your immune system and dealing with autoimmune conditions. In the last segment, we left off talking about healing the gut, and we left off alluding to leaky gut issues. Dr. Blum, if you could pick up right where we left off and talk about how do we heal the gut, how do we make that a healthier environment, and you know, how do we help that contribute to a healthy immune system instead of a dysfunctional one?
Right. And so we established already that we want to help you digest your food better. We want to help you have better gut flora. And we want to help you heal your leaky gut, right, which we know is associated with autoimmune disease, and help heal your immune system in your gut. So here's the first thing. Make sure you're breathing and managing your stress, because stress really affects your gut health. And so many patients, one patient after the other, that I hear the stories about how their guts have all these gut symptoms even when they're stressed. So make sure you're breathing. Number two, make cultured foods part of your daily diet, right? Yes, you can take probiotics, and, you know, there's a lot of great supplement companies out there, Zymogen being one of them, that have a great probiotic line. But at the end of the day, eating cultured foods along with lots of veggies and soluble fiber, which all provide what's called prebiotics to help the good bacteria grow. Think of these foods as fertilizers. So these foods, the prebiotics are fertilizers. So what are cultured foods? Those are things like yogurts and kefirs, you know, cultured milks. And if you're cow dairy sensitive, then you can do cultured coconut milk, or there's all sorts of other alternatives out there now. There's almond yogurt and rice yogurt. So yogurts and things like that. There's also kimchi and sauerkraut that are not pasteurized, so they have the whole live cultures in them, kombucha tea. You know, there's all sorts of ways to get the good bacteria in. So work on cultured food in your diet. Avoid GMO foods as much as possible. Those are the genetically modified foods, because there's emerging evidence that they might damage the intestinal lining, you know, and increase your leaky gut. So definitely read the labels and avoid GMO foods. And number three, the two big categories of prescriptions to avoid, really avoid taking antibiotics as much as possible. If you must take them, take a probiotic supplement at least twice a day for at least 3 months afterwards. You know, so really repopulate your garden after the antibiotics and get off those antacids. You know, digestive enzymes are a really great alternative. If you're having reflux or GERD, you know, try taking digestive enzymes, try doing an elimination diet, removing certain foods to see if those that's causing your reflux. You know, gluten and dairy are the number one and two, you know, to try an experiment. But get off of those, that Prevacid, those proton pump inhibitors, really, really bad for your gut. So that's really my checklist.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you for going over that with us. Those are all really important tips. And of course, people can get the details of the information by purchasing your book. So let's talk about toxins, because we know that these disrupt the immune system majorly. And let's discuss, you know, briefly before we run out of time, some of the different toxins and some of the things that you like to do to help people deal with toxins.
Yeah. So this got a little short at the end, so which is fine. I think the most important thing to realize is that we are all exposed to toxins. There's nothing we can do. We can limit them. We can really, like, I give people the fish list about the fish that contain mercury, you know. So mercury is a big bad one. You have to look, go online and look for the high mercury fish and take them out of your diet. So what can you do? I mean, because really, we can't live in a bubble. And the CDC estimated there's 262 chemicals in everybody's blood, right? At the end of the day, all of these toxins damage your immune system. So the best thing you can do is make sure your liver is doing a great job clearing toxins out. Your liver is in charge of this. You have an organ for it. So what does your liver need? Your liver needs a lot of greens. That's why kale is so popular now. You know, so it needs the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, kale, cabbages, really help your liver. Your liver needs antioxidants, all those rich colors of berries and fruits and vegetables in the deep colors. It needs good quality protein, amino acids. They really, so vegans, if you're not paying attention, you're just eating only, you know, pasta all day and you're not eating enough protein, your liver will falter in its ability to clear out toxins. So really helping the liver be clean, you know, and support, clean is actually maybe not the perfect word, helping your liver be, I guess, a tune-up. So I really work and do a lot of detox programs with people to help them tune up their liver. It's really a liver tune-up. And they can read more. You can read more about this on my website, immuneprogram.com, step four, you know, supporting the liver. And it's really just helping the liver function really well, because we need to always be ready to deal with all the toxins we're exposed to. And that's just the bottom line for our lives now, you know, living in our current society, you know. And so you can try to eat organic as much as possible, which you should. Like I said, try to clean up the mercury, make sure there's no mold in your house, filter your water, you know. And I have all those tips on for free on that website. I have some forms that you can download with lists. You really just have to clean things up and support your liver. And when you do that, and when we do this every day in our practice here, in my practice, people really get better. You know, you can see a functional medicine or a clinical person, you know, an integrative provider such as yourself, Dr. Pizarro, and all of us know how to help support the liver. So that's really key foundational part of the treatment program.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, liver health and gut health underpins so many aspects of our body's health in general. They're such important organs to support in function. Well, Dr. Blum, we could talk to you all day, every day, all week long. So thank you so much for being on the show. You're a wealth of information and experience. And thank you for writing this book, because there are so many people that are going to be helped by having access to this information. So that's The Immune System Recovery Plan, written by Dr. Susan Blum, MD, MPH. We thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you
for
having
me. We look forward to having you back. And that wraps up today's show. Thank you all so much for listening in. It has been an honor and a privilege to be here with you. I am Dr. Kevin Pizarro, wishing you all the best of health until next time we talk. Take care. Bye-bye.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.